Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Tip or Trick. My name is Zane DeBulsey. I'm a senior developer evangelist with Microsoft. Let's jump right into it. Here's the original blog post, and this is Working with Data Tips. Yes, it is absolutely fun for the whole family. So let's jump right on into the code here. What do we have for you today? Well, here I've got some code, and I've set a breakpoint, and I'm just going to run the code real quick and hit the breakpoint. Now, you've known for quite some time that if you put your mouse over, say, a variable, that you get this lovely little data tip. And, of course, you can edit the data tip, make it any value you want. So in this case, I'll just change it up ever so slightly, right? That's not new information. What's new is we actually have these little push pins on them. I can't really zoom into them very well, but hopefully you can see them there. It's these little push pins to the right here. And if I actually click on the little push pin, it actually creates what we call a pinned or a pinned to source data tip. Now, what the heck is that? Well, this sucker is actually pinned to the line of source code that we want it to stick with. So way over here to the left, you can actually see it has a little push pin glyph for us. Now, what's the value of a pinned data tip? Well, as you're stepping through your code, the pinned data tips get out of your way, so you don't have a bunch of stuff in your face as you're going through your code. So pinned data tips are perfect when you want to look in particular at local variables or something in a certain area of code, but don't want it in your face all the time. Now, if you actually do want it in your face all the time, or you want a little dashboard type thing, there's this nice little control panel over here that we can use for every pinned data tip. And basically, it allows us to unpin. So if I just click on unpin, that creates a nice little floating data tip. Of course, a floating data tip will stay up kind of like a little dashboard, and you can create several of these so that they're always around. So you've got two options there, pinned or floating data tips. Now, there's a little more to it. This little control panel actually has these little chevrons down below them. If you click on those, you can actually type a bunch of comments. Now, I like to pride myself on knowing what the upper limit of these things are, but I have no clue what the upper limit of this thing is. I've never really bothered to find it, but it's pretty big, as you can see. So now I've got all this wonderful data and all these great things going on, but wait, that's all well and good, but that's not, in my opinion, the coolest feature. The coolest feature is when you stop debugging. For your pinned data tips, if you forget what the value of an item was, you can put your mouse over the pinned data tip, and it will show you the value from the last debug session. That's seriously cool. One other thing, or a couple other things I want to mention, you can export and import your data tips, just like your breakpoints, if you've ever done that. And so if I go to debug, there's a few options here, export and import data tips, as well as clearing all my data tips. So I can clear all my data tips, or clear all the data tips pinned to a specific file. In addition to that, I can right-click on any individual data tip and clear it as well. There's also the arrange option, too. All right, so that should do the trick. I'm going to go ahead and clear this out, and hopefully you enjoyed your session on data tips. We'll see you next time.